We're so glad you joined us for another episode of King's Kids Radio. My name is Brother Reeve, and I'm going to be one of your Sunday school teachers today.
And I am Sister Reeve. We are so glad you're here.
Now, just like before, we want you to grab those song lyrics out of your packet, and let's get ready to worship the Lord.
Oh, wait. Before we start singing, can I just send a great big thank you to everyone who is working so hard on putting those packets together and making sure that everyone gets one? I know it's a lot of hard work, so everyone join me in saying,
Thank you! Now, on to some singing. The first song we'll be singing is It's Bubblin'. Ready? Let's go.
It's bubbling, it's bubbling, it's bubbling in my soul. They're singing and laughing since Jesus made me whole. Folks don't understand it, nor can I keep it quiet. But it's bubbling, 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 bubbling. Here we go!
That's right, I am bubbling. All right, everybody feeling pretty good? We're off to a good start. Hey, Makai and Keziah, Reggie and Natalie, can you guys help us sing this next one?
The next one we're going to be singing is Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah.
Feeling good, Sister Reeve.
Amen.
All right, guys, we got one more song we're going to sing. What's it going to be, Sister Reeve?
Our last song is I Am a Promise.
You hear that, Isaac? And everybody else out there, you are a promise.
I am a promise. I am a possibility. I am a promise. With a capital P. I am a great big promise. speciality. And I am learning to hear God's voice, and I am trying to make the right choice. I am a promise to be anything God wants me to be. I can go anywhere that He wants me to go. I can be anything that He wants me to be. I can climb the high mountain, I can cross the wide sea. I am a great big promise, you see. I am a promise, I am a possibility. I am a promise with a capital P. I am a great big bundle of potentiality.
Start our lesson, how about we say our memory verse? It's found in Hebrews 13 and 6. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me.
And now, this time, let's say it as loud as we can. Hebrews 13, 6. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Amen, everyone. Good job.
Well, I sure am glad y'all came back to help us solve this Bible mystery. I think it's going to be a doozy.
So, we were given some clues. One of them was, corn was in a dream. And the other one was, cows were in a dream. Is that helpful? That remains to be seen.
Well, let's not wait any longer. Let's solve the case of the night frights.
No, no, this can't be happening. It can't be happening. Somebody, anybody, help, help!
Great Pharaoh, live forever. I heard you cry out. Is all well?
Why, yes, of course. I'm fine, I'm fine. Go back to your post.
Yes, oh Great Pharaoh, live forever.
What is the meaning of these dreams?
Egypt was a prosperous land during the reign of its pharaohs. The city's buildings were like none other during its years of prosperity.
Because of the seas and rivers, Egypt's citizens, farmers, and merchants were very wealthy.
It was during these times that a young Hebrew lad named Joseph found himself sold, enslaved, lied upon, and thrown into prison.
Well, Joseph, here we are. This is your cell.
Thank you.
Joseph, I want you to know that I don't believe a word of the accusations that Potiphar and his wife brought against you. And to prove it, well, I'm going to make you overseer of all the prisoners. There won't be anyone over you but me.
What? Me?
Joseph, I've watched you through the years as you served Potiphar. You're known in the city as one of the most honest and trustworthy of servants, even compared to the servants in the house of our great Pharaoh. Ha! Potiphar is going to regret letting you go. His household has never prospered as much as it has under your wise stewardship.
Sir, you humble me with such praises, but it is not I. It is my Lord God of whom I serve. Without him, I...
Yeah, I know. Well, never mind that. So say you'll do it?
Well, I am not sure if I will have the time. I mean, just look at this place. The floors, the walls, the ceiling need a lot of scrubbing and...
Yeah. You and your corny jokes. No, seriously. What do you say? Will you do it?
Yes, sir. I will, of course.
Days turned into months, and months into years. And true to Joseph's nature, his behavior was perfect. It seemed as if God had poured wisdom and understanding into him.
All was quiet and going well, until early one morning, Joseph was informed that two unexpected prisoners from Pharaoh's court were added to his care.
My lords, good morning. I am Joseph, your servant. I have been placed over the care of the prisoners here.
Well, we are of the house of Pharaoh, may he live forever. And I am the chief baker, and this here is the chief butler. Now, Joseph, I demand that you would give us the best accommodations possible.
My lord, I will surely do my best to make sure your chamber pot is cleaned at least weekly, your cell has the most straw for your bedding, and the least amount of rodents and spiders for company.
Bah, whatever, Joseph. Make it the most pleasant experience possible, for I know that soon Pharaoh will summon me from this miserable dump, because he simply cannot make do without my delicious pastries.
Well, thanks, Joseph, for all you've done. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Chief Butler.
Humph, how touching.
Months passed as Joseph faithfully did his rounds, leaving cheer, encouragement, and peace with every prisoner.
But one day, while on his rounds, he happened upon the cell of the chief butler and baker and sensed a heavy sadness. Upon entering, he found both the butler and the baker sitting on their cots, heads in their hands, with a worried look on their faces.
Good morning, my lords. What is wrong?
We both had a crazy, weird dream.
Yeah, and there's no one here to tell us what they mean.
Well, do not interpretations belong to God? Go ahead, tell me your dream.
In my dream, there was a vine. And in the vine, there were three branches. And before my eyes, it budded with these beautiful blossoms. And the clusters turned into these ripe grapes. Suddenly, there was Pharaoh's cup in my hand. I took those grapes, I pressed them into Pharaoh's cup, and I placed the cup back into Pharaoh's hand.
This is the meaning. The three branches are 3 days. In 3 days, Pharaoh is going to give you your job back.
Is this true, Joseph? How amazing. I'll get my job back serving Pharaoh?
Yes, my lord. It is true. But please remember me when it happens and ask Pharaoh to bring me out of this place. For I was taken out of the land of the Hebrews, and I haven't done anything wrong to be in this dungeon.
Well, bravo. Now, if you are done with your yapping, I demand that you hear me at once, because I had a dream too.
Yes, my lord. Please, begin.
In my dream, I had 3 white baskets on my head. And in the top of my baskets were all kinds of baked meats for Pharaoh. And flying above my head were little birds, who swooped down and ate from the baskets that was on my head.
Oh, no. I am so sorry, Chief Baker.
What? I command you to tell me the meaning of my dream, or I'll...
Yes, my lord.
I will tell you what God has shown me. This is the meaning of your dream. The three baskets are 3 days, and in 3 days, Pharaoh will hang you upon a tree, and the birds will eat your flesh.
I do not believe you. You hear me? I am the chief baker. I will return to my place. You just watch and see.
Three days later, Pharaoh had a birthday. To celebrate, he planned a party for all his servants.
During the party, he gave the chief butler his job back, and he hanged the chief baker.
Because the chief butler was so excited, he forgot to mention Joseph's name to Pharaoh.
Joseph continued to do his duties, trusting that it was God's will for him to remain in prison.
Until one night, Pharaoh had a dream that he could not shake. In the morning, Pharaoh called for all the magicians of Egypt and all the wise men and told them his dream.
But there wasn't anyone that could explain the meaning of the dreams to Pharaoh.
Oh, great Pharaoh, live forever. Forgive thy servant, for I forgot something. 2 years ago, Pharaoh was angry with his baker and his butler and put us both into the prison. It wasn't long until we both dreamed the dream the same night. And with us, there was a young man, a Hebrew, servant to the captain of the prison. And when we told him our dreams, he told us what they meant. And it came to pass just as he said. I was given my job back, and well, the chief baker was hanged.
Excellent. Send for this Joseph and bring him to me.
Immediately, they brought Joseph to the palace where he shaved, changed his clothes, and came in to stand before Pharaoh.
Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there is no one that can interpret it or tell me what it means. And it has been said that you can understand dreams and interpret them.
Pharaoh, it is not in me to interpret dreams. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. Please, tell me your dream.
I was standing near the river when 7 fat cows came up out of the river to graze. It was not long until 7 scrawny cows came up out of the river and ate the fat cows. But after they ate them, they looked just as scrawny as before. I awoke and went to sleep. And again, I dreamed a second dream. This time, I dreamed there grew up a corn stalk, tall and good for eating. Next to it, there grew up a thin, dry stalk of corn, and it ate up the healthy stalk of corn. And just as the scrawny cows, the thin, dry stalk of corn looked just as thin and dry as before it ate the healthy corn stalk.
Oh, Pharaoh, the dream that God has given you is one, and it will come to pass. That is the reason why he has given you 2 dreams. The 7 healthy cows and 7 healthy stalks of corn represent 7 years that food will be in great abundance like Egypt has never seen before. And the 7 thin cows and 7 thin stalks of corn are the same as well. For after the 7 years of much food will come 7 years of famine. These 7 years of famine will be so bad that no one will even remember the 7 years of abundance.
Oh no! What are we going to do? We're all going to die!
Listen, God has not given Pharaoh this dream to destroy Egypt, but to warn you and to give you a way to live. Oh, Pharaoh, if you will choose a man who is wise, put him in charge of the food during the 7 years of abundance, have him to store large amounts of the food, so that when the 7 years of famine come, there will be plenty of food for Egypt to buy and live.
Oh, I like that! I like that a lot!
Silence! Can we find anyone wiser than this Joseph? one that even God himself speaks to and gives interpretation of dreams? Joseph, you are that man. You will be second in charge under me. I, Pharaoh of Egypt, do make you ruler. All will obey and bow down to you. You will be in charge of everyone and everything, answering only to me.
Just as Joseph said, the 7 years of abundance came along with the 7 years of famine.
In our story, we heard how that many of our characters found themselves in terrible circumstances. Whether it was by their own doing or not, their attitude and the way they saw their problem is what carried them to victory or death.
God wants us to keep a good attitude during our troubles and problems, just like Joseph did. He takes pleasure and quickly helps them when he sees his precious children trusting him and smiling in the middle of their trial. In the end, you'll find yourself free and with total victory in Jesus. Well, kids, we're at the end of the lesson. Why don't we take a little bit of time in prayer, shall we?
Lord, thank you for showing me in your word that even when sad and scary times come in my life, that you will never leave me nor forsake me. I know, just as you had a plan to save Joseph's life, that you have a plan to save my life too. Through repenting of my sins and being baptized in Jesus' name and receiving your precious gift of the Holy Ghost, I too can be saved and live an overcoming life. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Well, that looks like another mystery solved, eh, Sister Eve? Huh, I wonder what our next one's gonna be.
Well, you know the phone doesn't stay quiet for long. There's always a... You gonna get that?
Hello, Bible detectives. You're looking for what? A left-handed sword? Okay. Well, kids, tune in next week as we try to solve the strange case of the lefty.
King's Kids, this is Pastor Dudley at Faith Tabernacle. We want to welcome you to the King's Kids radio program every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. We're so glad that you joined us tonight. Look forward to you being with us every Sunday night at 6 o'clock. Also, we want to invite all of you to our regular services Sunday morning at 11. Live stream from our website. Join us on Sundays at 11, Tuesdays at 7:30, and Thursday evening at 7:30. May God bless you and have a wonderful day in Jesus' name.